Baltimore City's 32 public charter schools have been holding their lotteries for next year's students this week. WYPR's Mary Wiltenberg reports that parents all over town are sweating it out as they wait for word about their kids' applications.
Lottery week is that magical time of year when nervous parents cluster in gyms and multi-purpose rooms across Baltimore to watch as their kids' educational fates are decided by a process that pits them against friends and neighbors. The lotteries are as different as the schools hosting them. From the crowd deciphering the results of a random number generator at Patterson Park Public Charter School.
Alvin got in. Was number 11.
Okay. To the handful of people sitting around a table at Midtown Academy, drawing index cards and cheering each other's efforts to pronounce tricky names.
Good pronunciation.
We've been doing a lot of phonics in my house.
The common denominator is worry. At a time when charter schools are hotly debated across the country, here in Baltimore, there are not nearly enough charter seats for kids who want them. Sarah Berger has been hitting lotteries all week. She says she and her husband believe in public education, but they're discouraged by their neighborhood school in Lauraville. This winter, they applied to 9 charter schools for their 5-year-old son, Jonathan. Monday and Tuesday, he struck out at 4. On Wednesday, he won a spot at one she doesn't know yet.
It was a tremendous, tremendous relief.
Tonight, she's at Roots and Branches in West Baltimore. Charters are free public schools, exempt from some of the rules that govern traditional public schools so that they can be innovators, trying out new approaches on a small scale. In the past 2 decades, they've exploded across the country. Since 2003, they've taken off here. The Coalition of Baltimore Public Charter Schools says 1 in 7 city students now attends a charter, and probably 6,000 more are on charter waiting lists.
Can you just press a button and let the computer do it?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I do it easy.
I know. I'm trying to get schools to go this way.
That's Marcia Simpson of the Maryland State Department of Education's Office of New Initiatives, which oversees charters. She's observing at Roots and Branches and at lotteries around the city this week. Outside Baltimore, she says, Maryland has few charter schools, largely because the state has one of the strictest charter laws in the country. Governor Larry Hogan has vowed to change that. He's backing legislation introduced on Monday to expand charters in the state. Jocelyn Keel, the Baltimore Coalition's executive director, says the bill strikes a good balance.
I mean, I think it keeps the things that are good about our law, which is good oversight being tied to a local school board. I think that's really important. But I do think it gives flexibility where it has not been easily achieved before.
Meantime, demand far outstrips the school's capacity. That's painful every year, says Kathleen O'Hanlon, principal of Midtown Academy.
The thought that for 285 families that you're looking for an experience like Midtown when there are only 20 open seats in our kindergarten is heartbreaking, and it speaks to the need for more quality seats.
But back at Roots and Branches, the news is good. Jonathan gets the last spot in their incoming kindergarten class.
Oh my God.
You're 44 on the list?
You're number 44 on the list. That is unbelievable.
Now to decide whether to take it or to give that chance to one of the dozens of kids lined up behind him. I'm Mary Wiltenberg, reporting in West Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.